Hallelujah. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 14. I'm just going to call this lesson. I think we're going to have, I should say, lessons in prosperity. And there'll be short snippets of teaching prior to our giving time. And I just want to say to all gospel entrepreneurs and anybody that feels like they're called to the ministry of giving, one of your favorite books of the Bible should be the book of Proverbs. There is both natural and spiritual applications. One of the greatest spiritual applications to the book of Proverbs is the dominion of the spirit over the flesh man. And you'll find illustration after illustration in the book of Proverbs. But a proverb is it's a natural illustration to illustrate something spiritual. So the natural side of it is just as applicable as the spiritual side. If the spiritual side is proven by a natural application, or as it illustrated is a better way to say it, by a natural application, then the natural application that the Lord was using, or a parable or a proverb, you might say, it's got to be true in essence in the natural as well for it to speak in its power in the spirit. So I say all that to say this: prosperity 101 begins with the book of Proverbs. It really does. So I would encourage you, read it as often as possible. But tonight we're going to do a little, a short snippet of a verse here in chapter 14. Look at verse 4. This is a really small verse. Well, I think we've covered this before in the past, but I wrote a really tiny lesson on it today, and I wanted to share it with you because I believe it'll help you. And the little short lesson title is Taking Joy in Increase Even When It Stinks. Okay? Taking joy in increase even when it stinks. Now look at, we're only going to read verse 4, so please don't start reading all of chapter 14, okay? If you're interested in 4, just leave it at that and read it tomorrow. Verse 4 says, where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. Okay, did everybody get that? Can everybody teach that present tense? This is one of those redundant things like in the book of Ecclesiastes, like where the tree falls, there it lies, okay? But you find an incredible truth out of it. I'll read it again because you guys were just shouting me down and screaming from the top of your lungs when I read that. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. Okay, now we'll just put away our Bible for a moment. Let me read this to you. Again, I have here in front of me, so I'll read it as I have it. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of an ox. Solomon is recognizing the benefit, to start with, of an empty crib. The crib is the stall in which the oxen are kept. The word crib is the word stall. It's the place where the oxen are kept. Solomon makes use of a redundant statement to bring about a truth in regards to prosperity. It's pretty redundant to say if there's nothing there, then it's going to be clean. That's pretty redundant. What Solomon was saying was, if there are no oxen in the stall is clean, meaning if there are no oxen in the stall, there is no poop on the floor. That's just what he was saying, okay? Pretty simple there. If there is no poop on the floor, there's nothing to clean up or smell to contend with. That's pretty practical, okay? But then Solomon goes to explain the benefits of the oxen. The oxen were the tractors or heavy equipment in their day. They moved boulders out of fields, hauled trees for lumber to build their homes and other buildings, plowed their fields for wheat, corn, and other crops. So your oxen really was your heavy equipment and what you would use. They basically were the vehicles for prosperity. What Solomon was saying was, you may not appreciate the poop, but the trade-off of prosperity that the oxen brings is more than worth it. It's pretty simple. The translation to the modern-day gospel entrepreneur or steward of God is this. In that simple verse, the vehicle that God has given you for increase is your oxen in the stall. You may have to step over or around poop in the stall on a daily basis for your business to be at work. But if it is what God has given you as your vehicle for prosperity, the trade-off will be far more than worth it. That's what he's saying. Hallelujah. So that's where you wage earners and gospel entrepreneurs, here's your joy on those days. And oftentimes, I was in business for like 15, 20 years, and there was a lot of poop, a lot of days. But here is a promise to us in your business, or in, even if you're just earning a wage and God's got you there doing that, that's your oxen in the stall for the time being. But for all you gospel entrepreneurs and all the people that are stewards, which includes really all of us, the joy at the end of the day is knowing this is where I'm supposed to be. This is God's vehicle for my life for prosperity. And so if it is, I take joy not in the poop, but I take joy in knowing that after everything is said and done, prosperity is going to far outweigh all the trouble I had to go through to get the job done. Hallelujah. Pretty simple, but pretty encouraging. Amen. God so desires, I wrote this down also, God so desires to see you prosper. Every single one of you. It's not all just about giving to the church. He desires you to prosper, but the heart of the steward of God is to bring, at the end of the day, is to bring the increase of the oxen into the house of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to pray and ask you to believe God with me. Even if you're not giving tonight, that you'll continue to believe God with me. Those of you that are giving, we made it real simple. Go to PayPal. You can mail it in, but I know that's snail mail. It takes a while, and it's, you know, you got to do all that filling out, this, that, and the other. But everybody's pretty savvy nowadays about being able to send stuff electronically. So we appreciate it. So, Father, I thank you for all of these that are watching and listening and these lessons in prosperity. Lord, you so desire that we prosper, first of all, because our prosperity is what we give out of. And so, Father, I thank you that you tap us on the shoulder of our heart and you initiate that generosity. Lord, remember, help them to remember past this service. If this is not the giving service, Lord, if there's people watching and they're not going to give at this moment, sometime past tonight, tap them on the shoulder because they really do love you. And Lord, pull out of that place of generosity. Father, we thank you for these lessons in prosperity. We thank you for your word, and we believe it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.